At the end of last year, we spoke with Christopher Paolini. He's the 23-year-old author of a fantasy series. Since we last spoke with him, his first book, written when he was just 15, has been released as a major motion picture, starring John Malkovich and Jeremy Irons.
I didn't ask for any of this.
But you were chosen, nevertheless. A dragon will only hatch if it feels the presence of its rider.
Aragon was released 2 weeks ago and now is our part of our series. Following up with people we spoke to over the past year, we're joined by Christopher Paolini. He joins us by phone from Bozeman, Montana. Nice to have you on the program. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well, and thank you for having me.
And it must have been a pretty amazing year.
It's certainly been one of the most strange and exciting experiences I've had these past 12 months.
It must be remarkable to see something you have imagined come to life.
It is. The first time I saw the movie and I was hearing some of the actors, you know, say lines that come from the book or are similar to lines from the book, and it sent chills right down my spine.
Yeah, it must have been Goosebump City.
It was, and in a way it was sort of the culmination of the journey that began when I first started writing Aragon, because I had imagined Aragon as a movie when I started it, and now to finally see it on the silver screen was, you know, quite exciting.
Did you imagine everybody with English accents?
Well, not exactly, but to be honest, I think it works, because doing a fantasy movie with American accents for some reason just doesn't sound right.
Really? In any case, you got Jeremy Irons, John Mal. You got some pretty great actors.
I know, and I think Jeremy Irons did a great job in the movie, as did the young man Ed Spaliers, who mm-hmm. played Aragon. I mean, obviously, the movie represents the filmmaker's vision of the story, but all the same, it was very exciting to see it.
Were you involved in the production at all? Did you monitor it as it proceeded?
Unfortunately, I was on book tour while they were filming, so I didn't get to visit the set, and I didn't write the screenplay or anything. But the fact that, you know, a movie got made at all is I find pretty amazing.
Did you like it?
You know, I'm too close to the movie to be able to tell you one way or another. I just, watching it was overwhelming, really overwhelming. And like I said, I think the lead actors did a really good job. And my hope is that people who enjoyed the books will enjoy the movie, and vice versa.
Well, as you know as well as anybody else, if the movie does well enough, there might be sequels, and funnily enough, there are books ready to go.
That's right. Since it's a trilogy, I know the movie's doing very well overseas at the moment, so we'll have to see how that goes eventually. I got to go to the premiere at London a few weeks ago, and that was certainly one of the most strange, I know I keep using that word, but it's the only word that applies, strange and amazing experiences. And, you know, got to shake the actors' hands and say thank you for doing such a good job in the movie and all that.
And you were on the red carpet? Were people screaming and you're shouting your name?
When I stepped out of the car onto the red carpet, the only thing I could think of, somehow I must have slipped into a Twilight Zone episode. But no, it was great. The fans were great. The actors were all very, very polite and very nice. And, you know, if all goes well, there'll be maybe a second and third movie.
Now, you're now at the advanced age of, what, 23? This is something you wrote when you were 15. Do you cringe at some of the things you said back then?
Well, I like to think that I've certainly, you know, learned a little bit more about writing since then. So, sure, there are things that when I look at Aragon, I say, oh, I could have done this, I could have done that. But, you know, I'm proud of the book, and I think that my second book is better, and hopefully the third book will be the best of the lot. Hmm. And that the third book will be done as soon as I can finish it.
I see. To answer questions. Anyway, we have do have a caller on the line. This is Samuel with us from Antrim in New Hampshire.
Hi,
Samuel.
I was wondering if you, Mr. Paolini, have any plans for giving all of the fans, myself included, out there sometime soon any information about Book 3 in the Inheritance Trilogy?
Hmm. Oh, boy. That's a big question. I don't want to give away the story of the third book, of course, but I am hard at work at the third book. It's going very well. I'm pleased with it, and it will be done as soon as possible. I can't really give you a release date for it yet because I'm not quite sure how much of the story I've got left, and the publisher hasn't set a release date. But I can tell you that the third book will have a brilliant emerald green dragon on the cover.
Chris, Samuel...
Dragon, that is. You'll have to wait to read the book to find out.
Yeah.
Okay. Samuel, thanks very much. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
And
bye.
Bye-bye. And Christopher Paolini, one final question, and that is, when you're in the process now, you've written, you know, very, very successful books, major motion picture adaptations. How much editing do you get from your publisher?
The fact that there's a movie doesn't affect my editor at all.
Oh, really? Isn't that a disappointment?
No, it's a great thing, because editing is really the part of the writing process where you can really focus on the technique, focus on your command of the language, and hopefully continue to learn. And as difficult as it is sometimes, I look forward to editing, because it's then that I hope to improve as a writer.
Said with a spoonful of you know, medicine as that goes down. Sometimes those editors ask some difficult questions.
They do. But it can be hard at times. But it's also fun, because then you get to look at everything you did and say, well, can I make it better? There were certainly a few times with my second book where my editor had some wonderful suggestions, and other times when we decided to leave it the way it was. But most times it's usually just arguments about commas and whether or not we should move the preposition around in the sentence. So stuff that an author needs to pay attention to, but hopefully the readers won't notice at all as they're reading the book.
Christopher Paolini, congratulations and good luck with the next book.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
You as well.
Christopher Paolini is the author of the Aragon trilogy. His most recent book in that series is Eldest. The movie of Aragon is now in theaters. And he joined us today from his home in Bozeman, Montana.